Aqua Hudson Catskill.
Elevator going up.
And you are listening.
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre
Catskills.
Today.
East Durham. WGXE welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message and we'll play it on the air. Call area code 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Corey of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
This is Central Control. We have the entire area under electronic surveillance. In addition to closed-circuit TV scanners, we have directional microphones in every room.
Man, let me hear that, man. All right. Are you gonna pad that?
Man, scene was so thick. Low rides, 77 Seville's, L Dogs, nothing but them lacks. All the players, all the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I crep. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I greet my season. Here's my ghetto rep. I kept, to say the least, no, it can't cease. So I begin to piece my 2 and 2 together. Got some snowy weather. Have to find something to do better, bet. I set some traps, so shut up that. Nonsense about some solid night. I got sick crock. If it ain't real, ain't right. I'm like, no matter what the season, forever chill with Smith. I sit my fifth. I chill with Wes and got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck the halls. Oh no, I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo. I got the hoochie waiting. I made it through another year. Can't ask for nothing much more. It's Outcast for the boots. I thought you knew, so now you know. Let's go.
My pistol in my house, see what the junkies gotta give me, cause it's life. Yeah.
never pimping, never slipping. That's how it is.
Go pity pat for no rat. I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window. Coke, rum, and endo fills my body. Where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground. Sees a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while waiting countdown. I fight for 1, 3, 2. Here comes the one. A new year has begun. P-Funk spark another one.
Hello, and welcome to Hometown Canvas. I am your host, Bella Grace. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre Wave Farm. How's everybody doing today? Today's going to be a little bit of a different broadcast. I feel like I say that every time. It's really a variety show at this point. So today I don't have a guest in studio with me. However, I took it upon myself to interview all of the people I love, doing short interviews during this holiday season. It was very short noticed of no guests, so I, you know, was able to reach out to a few of my favorite people and the people closest to me and kind of go over what everybody is grateful for this season. I think it's really important to kind of, you know, with everything going on, it's really important to ground yourself in what you actually appreciate in this moment, because it's really easy to lose yourself in times like these and kind of lose sight of what you actually appreciate and what's important. So today's show is going to be a lot of hearing these little separate interviews that I conducted over the past few days with some important people. I'm also going to be playing a lot of Christmas music, some non-traditional Christmas music, as you just heard with Outkast Players Ball. Not exactly what anybody really thinks of when they think of holiday music, but, you know, we're getting in touch with the holiday spirit tonight. I'm going to play us some interviews first. I have only interviewed a few people for this segment. Some, you know, ranging. Some are my friends. Some are my family members, just to preface. And, yeah, the first person we're going to go with is a little bit of talks from my mom. So please enjoy what she has to say.
All right, I am here with
Diane Lugo,
my mom, and I just want to ask you a few questions. So, first question is, what are you most grateful for the year 2025?
I am most grateful for mine and my family's health and my beautiful new dog who brings me a lot of joy, and to be able to still be healthy enough to work and enjoy my life and to travel.
That's great. You know, health is all we have. Also, I want to know, like, what is your biggest accomplishment for yourself this year?
Doing some much needed repairs on my house, big repairs, like a new roof and a new driveway. And then I worked hard for it, and then I'm able to accomplish that and maintain this house by myself with my own income.
Great. And I know your job, as you said, you know, you're supporting yourself on your own income. And your job really deals with the public. How do you feel our community adjusts and is affected by the holiday season?
So from my perspective and the job that I do and working at times closely with the Edith Cayce Stocking Fund, I see both sides of the spectrum. The people I work with that enjoy their holidays and buying tons of gifts and for their kids, and then working with Edith Cayce and seeing the families come in that you know have absolutely nothing and are so grateful for what we're able to give to them, and they walk out with a smile on their face, that makes me happy and fulfilled.
Yeah, I know. And it's really important that we can kind of uplift our community in these times, especially when things feel so unknown. Thank you for sharing. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
No, thank you. But keep listening to Bella on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that was my mom. Really want to highlight some of the important community events that we do have to uplift people during this holiday season. As mentioned in that interview, the Edith Cayce Stocking Fund is utilized by a lot of people in our community, and there are a lot of people who donate, and you know, it's really admirable. They don't want necessarily recognition for their donations. They're doing it out of the kindness of their heart, and we do have local donors who year after year are really committed to helping our community and really uplifting these families during these hard times. So that's just something I really want to highlight based off of that interview. I do have another interview that somebody who works at the same place kind of touches on the same thing, and we'll hear her talk a little bit later. But I think that it's really important for our community to understand that we do have these resources available. If you do need help during the holiday season, I feel that our community is very uplifting in the way that you can find help around every corner. So it's really important to go to those local facilities if you feel you're struggling during this time. As a member of the community, I know that I personally just want to make sure that everybody is happy. It does really bring a smile to your face when you can see families kind of, you know, have that holiday spirit and get into it with the help of their neighbors. Helping one neighbor helps all neighbors. So highlighting that is really important. All of these upcoming interviews that you are going to hear today do have the same formula. I want to know what my friends and family are grateful for. And if you're listening, I would love to know what you're grateful for. And if you have anything that you would love to share with me, you can, of course, find us at Wave Farm. And you can, of course, find me at It's Belia Grace on Instagram, which is a hard spell. So it's ItsBeliaGrace on Instagram. And I want to really just know what the community is feeling this year. I know times are really hard, so any way that we can uplift each other and listen to each other, that's really what I'm here for. So we're going to hear a few more interviews. I have a written interview that I will also read by one of my best friends. But for now, I'm going to put on one of my favorite holiday songs that's not very traditional. Take a listen. It's Tyler, the Creator, Ryan Beatty, Lights On.
flight delay, no echo. Cause the plan's urgent. I'm trying to get home like the men's version. Emergency until I see you in it. You can hold mine like a hand surgeon. But let me take your boat off. With an ass part of that so I can show off. You my gift that I can't get until I get to that front door. It's fluorescent if I leave with the lights on.
Alrighty, so that was Ryan Beatty and Tyler the Creator with Lights On. So I wanted to take this moment to also kind of talk about what I am grateful for this year. And it's a bit of a difficult question for me. So we're going to do this in multiple parts with my answering. So I feel like this year I am most grateful for my partner and my friends. And really just trying to figure out where I'm going in life. I am really grateful that I have people who make me feel grounded. And I'm grateful for the people who stick by and, you know, push me through times, even when things are hard. I really do appreciate the people that I have in my life because they're so willing to uplift and, you know, they check in when they need to check in, and it's not overbearing or it's not one-sided. I feel very happy and content with the family I have right now, the tribe I have, the group. You'll hear in a later interview someone mentioning the same thing, and I feel that, you know, it's important when we come from small towns or we move to small towns to find a group of people who make us feel seen when it can feel really isolating sometimes, especially during the season. You know, it's really important to check up on your friends and family during this season. And that's all people have. All we have is communication with each other. So really, really doubling down and helping each other and checking in is so important during this time. I don't want to get sad on the broadcast, so I won't go into why, but you know, this season's quite hard for a lot of people. So I did just I'm gonna read an interview, sort of, some questions that I asked a good friend of mine. They are the same questions I will be repeating throughout the interview, of course. But here's what my friend Emily has to say. Emily is a very good friend of mine. We've been friends since we were about 14 years old. She is somebody I really admire, love, and trust. So I asked her what she was grateful for this year, and this was her response, quite beautifully written. It always boils down to the people in my life, she says, as I think it does for many. I'm grateful for all of them, from close family and friends to even less intimate but still meaningful relationships, like that of helpful coworkers or even thoughtful strangers you meet in passing. It's the people in life that make it worth living. And she is absolutely correct. She is one of those people, personally, for me, that, you know, I'm grateful for and really make life worth living. And I know that she is a very kind and caring person, so it only makes sense for that to be her answer. I asked her what she's proud of, and she said, I'm proud of myself for taking concrete steps towards my goals this year, even if at times it was hell to get there. I moved away, got my associate's degree, and have a new job that isn't always the easiest, but that I try my best at. I'm proud of myself for not giving up and for trying new things, and I am very proud of her as well. So that's a hard feat. How many of us like our jobs? You can't answer me right now, but feel free to let me know. I don't think it's much, but I hope everybody does enjoy their job and find a little bit of purpose in it, just the way Emily does. And then my final question was, how is your community during the holiday season? A big theme for tonight. And she said, I think the holidays always bring some sense of warmth and togetherness that we could all use during these chaotic and troubling times. I certainly can't speak for everybody, but the holiday season acts almost as a bridge, allowing for people to come together and meet in the middle, sharing in their similarities as opposed to fuming at their differences. Maybe that's the idealist in me speaking, but I think the holiday season always lightens that atmosphere and keeps our hearts warmed. It's a great time to convene with those you know and even those you don't. Which I, so beautifully written. What a great writer. Really, honestly, that's what's important. And I've obviously stressed that like 6 times already. But during this holiday season, it's important to give yourself grace. It's important to give your neighbor grace, your family grace. We have all had a really tough year. So coming together during Christmas time, Hanukkah time, all denominations, celebrations, that's what matters. That's what matters, being able to come together for whatever that purpose might be. Whether you celebrate any holiday, no holiday, taking the time before the new year comes to kind of ground yourself and really appreciate those you have around you. I'm so proud of my friends for all of the accomplishments they've done. So if they can hear this, I really hope they know that. I'd also love to play an interview that I conducted with my mother-in-law, who is quite inspiring. My mom and my mother-in-law are very influential figures in my life, so I would love for you all to hear that. So this is Irene.
All right, I am here with
Irene.
And this is my partner's mom, so like my mother-in-law. So I just want to ask you a few questions about your year as we're wrapping things up. So what would you say you are most grateful for this year?
Pretty much everything. I'm just happy to be alive, mm-hmm. to be breathing, for my family, for my house, for the future daughter-in-law, for my other daughter-in-law. I like to see my boys happy and my family happy and know that they're actually functioning adults and that their women make them happy and they are actually happy themselves. And I guess I'm happy for everything.
Yeah, that's what it's about. That's all we can, you know, be thankful for, is that we're all alive and doing what we love. What would you say you are most proud of yourself for this year? Like, do you have any big accomplishments or anything like that?
Well, no big accomplishments, but I've been thinking about downsizing, doing the Swedish death clean, get things kind of simplified. Life should be just simpler than it is. Unfortunately, I grew up in the 60s and a mother that was a hoarder from the from the 30s. So I've accumulated a lot of other people's stuff, but really stuff isn't important. It's the happiness and simpleness of life that makes it more important.
Mm-hmm. And so now I do want to touch base on how you are a nurse. You are a nurse in kind of like a facility that doesn't deal too much with the public, but how would you say you feel about your community during this time of year?
Well, we're a little isolated in our community because it is like a prison system. So they're a little isolated there. But the people that are there are always very helpful and respectful for the kids. But the community itself, I think we have an amazing community. I don't know where this is airing out to. But I think the county itself is absolutely wonderful. And I think our community is great. And I just realized for the first time in my life, even though I've just recently become a volunteer to help out with the local firehouse, that some of those volunteers have been volunteering for 20 years. Like, they do the food pantries, they do firehouse activities, and they give every day and every holiday and every personal time of their life. And I find that's kind of amazing. And they stick with it. And even with all the hardships that they see, they continue to give and do what they need to do to give to the community every day. I think we have an amazing community between the firehouse, between the public services, between the little secret Santas, the clothes driving groups, the local churches that do the food pantries, and they really go out of their way to help out others. And I think that's an amazing thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I feel like, the biggest thing that keeps our community running. I mean, I know that I've talked in the past about, like, the different subsets of communities, like the art community, the blue-collar community, but I feel like really the people who make it all run are the local people who contribute. So, yeah, the volunteering at your local fire station is a great way to kind of help out on the holiday season. Is there anything else you would like to let the audience know this year?
Enjoy life, be happy, enjoy your quirks. Don't be too hard on yourself. There's a thing about Japanese pottery, if you want to go to the arts. And I don't know what the actual name of it is, and I could probably mispronounce it anyway if I did. There's an art of Japanese pottery that has cracked, and it's actually more valuable because they put gold inside the cracks. So accept your flaws, accept your uniqueness, and don't give so much into the social norms, because that all adds into your creativity and who your life is, and just make yourself happy. You know, that's really what it boils down to.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Irene. Thanks for coming on.
So that was Irene. I think it's really beautiful what she says about the pottery. That was my favorite part of the interview. And I think it really speaks on a different level, not just obviously what we're talking about today and like our community and uplifting during the season, but how important it is to actually embrace those things that you might find as imperfections in yourself, or maybe even imperfections in other, and how to embrace that as something that is not seen as a negative, more so something that's seen as unique or beautiful. And it makes me think of this one scene from King of the Hill, which kind of is ridiculous, but it's this one scene where Bobby is talking about wabi-sabi and the art of imperfections. And I want to see if I can get that to play, because I feel like it's also very inspirational, just like what Irene just said. You know, we are so pressured in this society and what we see online to model this perfection. And she brought it to the art world. And a lot of what we talk about here is obviously about art. And it's true. You can look at a piece of artwork and the artist could be like, oh, you know, it's not perfect. It's not what I want it to be. This is out of place. This is out of place. But you as the viewer aren't seeing that, because those imperfections are perfect to you. You see it as a beautiful piece of work, whereas they could see it as something that's not finished or not their best work, and you could be totally encapsulated by it. So I think it's such an important reminder with these little silly sayings that it's okay to be different. It's okay to be unique. It's okay that you branch out. It's okay to follow your dreams, even if it's not necessarily what other people are saying you should be doing, or if it's not the right track that you think you should be doing. You know, I think that Irene, the weight of what she said is just so endearing and really just something to think about. And I want to play this little clip. Let's see here. This is King of the Hill talking about wabi-sabi. So take a listen.
All right, Bobby. Game day is tomorrow. You're in the single vase category, so you got to pick one player to send in.
This one's pretty.
Not according to the book. If you go by the checklist, this one's perfect.
But I like how mine's a little off-center. It's got wabi-sabi.
You can't win an argument by making up words.
Wabi-sabi is an Eastern tradition, Dad. It's celebrating the beauty in what's flawed. Like the crack in the Liberty Bell or the mole on Cindy Crawford's face.
The Liberty Bell is great, but come on, if it was in a contest with a bunch of bells without cracks, it would lose.
But sometimes it's the small imperfections that make you love something even more. So what if this rose is a little too short, a little too wide? It's got more personality than those other ones.
Uh-huh. But we're out to win.
So I really love that scene. At the end of the scene, unfortunately, Hank Hill cuts the rose and Bobby freaks out because he realizes the beauty in that one rose, and his father is like, no. And I think that this scene, I mean, I come back to this scene all the time, which it sounds silly because it's, you know, an adult cartoon that's, you know, we don't really necessarily think that they're so serious all the time. However, this is a scene that I feel like I see a lot online. I think about it a lot. And it's true. We have to love, well, I guess we don't have to, but to spread love and to keep people happy and, you know, kind of uplift each other, it is important to think about how everybody is different. And the person sitting next to you has a totally different life and story than you. And being courteous and kind of thinking about that is so important. And I can't stress enough. I've said it 100 times. I feel like I'm just repeating myself this broadcast, but if you're still listening, that's cool. During this season, it's very difficult. Finances are hard. Jobs are hard. It's freezing cold outside. It's like 2 degrees outside. And accepting that not everybody is like you is, it does so much more for the people around you than you could realize. So take some time this season to kind of think about, how do you approach people who are different than you? How do you handle adversity? How do you uplift those around you even when you don't necessarily understand what they have going on? That's a lot of the hate we see in the world today, is just misunderstanding and fear. So really just think about it this holiday season. Kind of, what can you bring into the new year to better equip yourself to understand others? What can you remind yourself about the person sitting next to you and their differences to kind of still uplift them rather than spread hate? I think it's super important. Now I'm going to play one of my favorite holiday songs by Curtis Blow. This is a great, great song. And take a listen.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
house. Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it!
You give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. 'Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap been about to happen like a knee you was slapping, or a toe you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static. On a chance that the fans was somebody breaking in, put the noise on the top with a reindeer top, just a trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in. Holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of his jaw where the skin should have been. Gets cool for a fool, going out every year for a day on the sleigh when the cold winds blow. So the beard may be weird, but I'll never have a chin, 'cause it's warm in the storm when it's then below.
our chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scans, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the Yogi Yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got him toys for the boys, for the girls' glad rag. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new Seville, about as blue as the sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing the way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red's back at the bowl up north where everything is cold. But if he weren't right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas. And to all, a good night.
So that was Curtis Blow, Christmas Rappin'. I love that song. I really don't like holiday music. I'm not going to lie to all of you. I usually am not in the holiday spirit, but this year I'm trying to switch it up and kind of feel it and get in touch with our community and get in touch with my friends to kind of like make this time of year special again. Which brings me to my next point is I guess I have to say something I'm proud of for this year. Accomplishments. I would say I'm really proud of my partner and I getting engaged. I'm really proud of graduating college this year. That was a big feat. Starting a like 9-to-5 job, which has been, you know, a difficult transition, but I call it one of my big girl things that I've tried. So scratch that off the bucket list. Have had a 9-to-5 job. Still have 9-to-5 job. So that's a big accomplishment. I traveled outside of the country for the first time. Yeah. I think it's hard for me to recognize some things that I'm proud of for myself. So those are just some accomplishments that I've done. They were cool. I think, you know, every year is an opportunity for me to do more. And I very much love to do things and push myself. So sometimes it's hard for me to feel pride in that and to be proud. But yeah, I'm pretty proud of those things. And now I want to hear, I have a short interview with one of my other best friends who I interviewed and called right before I came on here. Her name is Delincia. And let's see what Delincia has to say. If I can get it to work. I've never done a recording like this, so bear with me. Or not. We might not be able to hear it right now, but that's okay. I'm gonna actually play another recording for you. It's a little bit of a longer one. And this is my partner. This is my partner, Rowan. To preface this, we recorded this right before going to sleep, so there was a bit of a time crunch on this. I thought I had a guest and unfortunately did not. So yeah, this is my partner Rowing, kind of talking about these interview questions. Enjoy.
I am here with
Rowan Myers.
This is my partner. How are you doing today, Rowan?
I'm doing great.
So I just wanted to ask you a few questions. I know we're approaching the end of the year. I'm curious as to what you are most grateful for in 2025.
Obviously, first thing that comes to mind is you. Our little dog. Well, not so little dog, I guess. But he's quite a pain sometimes, actually. But I love him. I cherish him. And our health. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Going strong. Health is obviously the most important factor, I feel like, for everyone I've asked this question to. Yeah, I would say I'm grateful for you too. I love our little dog. But I also wanted to ask, what are you most proud of yourself? Are there any accomplishments that you feel are noteworthy for this year?
Well, obviously the biggest accomplishment I would have to say is our engagement and the beautiful future that lies ahead for us. But second to that, obviously, would be our trip to Iceland this year, which was an absolute amazing blast. And I would tell anybody with, you know, a brain and ready to see the world to go obviously see Iceland. It is surreal beyond belief and was more than I ever imagined.
I would say also you going back to college is a really good accomplishment for the year. I mean,
yeah, for sure. I mean, anybody who ever, you know, I'm going back to college a little later, but anybody who ever really ever doubted themselves, I think definitely should go back and pursue the education that they want, you know. And if, you know, my drive for college was I'm not necessarily the happiest in my job, so I'm reaching for all the opportunities that I could possibly grab for to, you know, be happier, you know, and open up more opportunities for me and the people around me and the people I care about.
Yeah, and I think it's important to mention, I mean, I feel like it's hard working and feeling stuck in a job, and you do a very important job as is now, so it is such a great accomplishment that you're trying to strive for more while having, you know, come so far.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely challenging, but I don't think I'm a firm believer that people shouldn't ever settle for the job that they think they want or they're comfortable in, but they should strive for the job that they have a purpose for and a real true desire to be where they need to be, I guess. I don't know if I said that quite correctly, but...
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I do want to pivot. I mean, you do work at a really cool place, I think. Do you want to tell people kind of what the overview is?
I'm currently a water treatment plant operator for the city of Hudson, New York, obviously. I do enjoy the job. I know I said earlier that, you know, maybe it's not my most favorite thing, but I do enjoy the job. I enjoy the work. It's just one of those things where, you know, you got to wonder if there's more life out there. And me being so young, I feel that there's definitely always more life to be had. I guess you feel that even when you're older sometimes, if you were to, like, ask my mom. But, you know, life is worth seizing, for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, you are in direct correlation with obviously providing clean drinking water to our community. So how do you kind of, like, feel about your role in our community?
I am the humble servant, I guess. I feel that, you know, all jobs like that, which are essential, are, you know, needed and people need to do it. I think it's definitely, you know, infrastructure as a whole and logistics as a whole is a very overlooked field and career for people. I think we all want glitz and glamour, and I think, you know, these jobs aren't necessarily that, but I do think they're crucial and important. And, you know, by continuing my education, I'm just trying to do what I do now, but at a higher level.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And I feel like there really is a sense of purpose in kind of what you do. And I think that you are providing for a larger scale in a way that most people don't really recognize. So I think it's really important that we kind of highlight how important trade jobs are and, you know, working in these fields that might get overlooked because, you know, you guys are doing a really important job out there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think all trade jobs to, you know, truckers, electricians, contractors, construction, you know, all that is the backbone and foundation for any development or, you know, it's what keeps society, you know. It, not to say that we would be uncivilized creatures without it, but I definitely think, you know, it's very interesting thought if we didn't have infrastructure, you know.
Yeah, we would be nothing without infrastructure. I did want to ask, so I don't know if a lot of other people know, but I know that you also dabble in art. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you like to do?
I don't know if I would call it art, but definitely as a person who's always worked with his hands and, you know, born into the business, essentially, I do believe that hobbies are good. Again, I wouldn't call it art. I'd call it more hobbies. I do whittle and work with wood, and I'm currently trying to get into stone carving and sculpting with harder materials than wood. But, yeah, it's definitely been an interesting journey. Finding time is the most difficult process of that journey. But, you know, you take it when you can get it. So it's a process, but everything is.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to highlight the finding time. You know, like a craft a day keeps the sadness away. Because I feel like when you're making an output of some sort that's yours and your own and it's coming from your mind, it really changes things for you in that moment. Are there any resolutions that you have going into the new year?
Prioritize my own time. Pay myself first. Health. I know these are generalized statements.
Is there anything you want to, like, do? Anything specific?
Travel more.
Yeah.
Eat better. Not even just healthily, you know, healthy, but, you know, more rich foods, more, you know, all sorts of food. Yeah.
Where's the number one place you would like to travel in the new year?
I don't know. That's tough, right? I don't know. You can't put me on blast like that.
You're right.
I don't know.
That's okay. That's fine. We're going to Amsterdam.
We are going to Amsterdam.
I think that'll be fun.
That's definitely number one for now. But years are so long sometimes, right? Like,
there's so much time to go to so many places.
I know. It's insane. It's a short life, but a long year.
That's very true. Well, Rowan, thank you for talking with me. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience?
I don't think so. I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you for having me on. We're actually, this is a pre-recording in our bedroom right before we go to bed. And I love you.
I love you too. Thank you for joining us today. Bye.
And that was Rowan. Obviously very, very special person to me. So, yeah, I think a lot of what Rowan said was important. And, you know, to highlight kind of what we talked about with infrastructure, I know that seems so minimal and something we might not think about, but, you know, really during this holiday season, shout out to those people who are, like, working on the streets and, you know, people like Rowan making clean drinking water for us to intake and the people plowing the roads and keeping our sidewalks clean so that we're not slipping and falling in the cities. You know, it's really important to keep those people in mind during this holiday season too. And keep in mind, you know, Rowan's just my partner and my best friend, but also like he's a member of our community who really outputs a lot to his community members. So I admire a lot about him. And that's one of the really important things. It's very admirable to be able to go into your community and kind of just see what you can do to help. And yeah, just really take some time to think about some of those people who you appreciate, who you might not think about, like the road crews who are out there on snowy mornings. So yeah, there's one more interview I would love to play, if it will play.
All right. So
this is my friend, Delincia. It will play, as you could hear my voice cut over a little. So this is one of my best friends, Delincia, who works with my mom as well. So you will hear some similarities between the two. It's a very short little blurb, but she is also very important to me. So I'd love for you to hear her voice. Check it out.
Well, I am here with
Delincia.
My best friend. So Delincia, I know that the year is ending, so I just wanted to ask you a few questions because you mean a lot to me. Mm-hmm. What is something you are most grateful for this year?
I think something I'm most grateful for this year is finding my tribe and, like, genuine friends and just learning more about, like, what true friendship is.
Yeah, I feel that, and I feel like you have been one of those people who have really taught me that. So I think it's really important that you're finding your tribe. And, you know, I hope that we can continue to grow this little tribe that we have. And
of course.
Yeah. And I hope that all of the people in your life understand how, you know, special you are and how you bring that tribe together.
You're so sweet.
What is something you are most proud of this year, like a big accomplishment for yourself?
I think the biggest accomplishment for this year is graduating early with my bachelor's in psychology.
Yes, yes. What a big feat. Do you know, like, what you want to do with that?
I definitely want to go back to school and get my master's to be a behavior specialist. That's the end goal.
You're going to do it. I can see it for you. You are going to get there, girl. And you are going to do really well at it. You do work with the public now as is. So I am wondering, how do you feel our community kind of adjusts to the holiday season?
I think one of the biggest ways that our community helps with, like, the holiday season is with the Edis Casey and just giving gifts to family that are in need and just don't have the resources to get the gifts that they want to get their kids or grandchildren or nieces or nephews.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a really big part of our community and it really helps a lot. And you do see that every day. And, mm-hmm. you know, your work is really appreciated for our community too.
Oh, so is yours, Bookie.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything else you want to say coming into this new year? Do you have any resolutions or anything to tell anyone?
I think one of my biggest resolutions for this upcoming year is to continuously evolve into a better person.
And you know what? You are. New chapters are coming.
Always.
Well, thank you so much, Delincia.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So So that was Delincia. Pretty short and sweet, but I am also very proud of her for her accomplishments this year. I know through this process it's been very difficult. I myself struggle with, you know, kind of checking in to see what I'm actually proud of myself for, what I'm grateful for. So this segment I really just wanted to highlight. I know it's just interviews, same questions with a few different people, but you could see how they're, what, like, through everybody's interviews and with the same questions, how diverse people are. We have the similar basis of what we're proud of, grateful for, but we're all different, and it's that wabi-sabi that makes us different. So this whole segment, I just really want to like tell you that it's okay to be different. It's okay to love who you love and how you show love and express love, and that's really what's important during this time of year. That's really my main message, is spreading love. You know, I asked a lot about the community because obviously we are a community radio station, but what you do for your community and how you view your community really sets the precedent of how you show up in your community. So I just want everybody to like really just take some time and like think about the ways in which they show up for their community and their friends, and how you relate to people during this hard season, and how you spread love. I love my community and I couldn't be happier. It's around this time last year I auditioned for this show and I started this show, so it's been about a year, and I am so happy being here. I'm so appreciative of this community radio. I'm so appreciative of people at the station. They're all very kind, lots of interesting other broadcasts we have on here. So I just want to say thank you to them. I want to give love to all of my friends who weren't mentioned. I mean, obviously, we've got those who are on, so thank you so much to Rowan, Irene, my mom, Emily, and Delincia for contributing your stories and your personal experiences with some of these things. Like, it is vulnerable to say what you're proud of and what you're grateful for, even though it sounds silly. That is kind of a vulnerable moment, and it is hard for us sometimes to kind of identify those things. So I want to thank them. I want to thank my other friends who I can't name all of you, but I'll list a few off. Regan, Nick, Martha, Mackenzie, Jaden, really, like, thankful for you guys. Really important people in my life as well. You mean a lot. Blake, really great people. So I do want to say thank you to all of them as well for making this a very special year. I know that I asked people really last minute. I do appreciate, Nick did say that he might want to last minute. I do appreciate the thought. You know, Martha, if you're listening, love you too. All of you, really, I just wanted to take time to come on and, you know, spread love to everybody this holiday season and kind of check in. It's important to check in with the people around us because sometimes they don't check in with themselves. And checking in with somebody during this time of year can make all of the difference. You never really know what somebody is going through until it's identified. So, yeah, I really appreciate you all for tuning in and this wonderful year that it has been on local radio waves. We have some great holiday events coming up. We've